Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto. Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Bert Show.
She has been in Boogie Nights as Roller Girl. She'll always be Roller Girl to some of us. She was in Bowfinger. She was in Austin Powers. And she was also in a movie called The Guru. She was in Atlanta promoting that movie. And of course, she stopped by The Bert Show.
Heather Graham and Jimmy Mystery in a studio. Got the new movie out, The Guru, which Jeff saw last night.
It was a very funny movie.
Yeah. Yes. Jimmy's really funny in it. He does, like, lots of embarrassing things.
That's the first question I want to ask you, because there's a scene where you're wearing a towel. And you drop the towel off. And Heather's facing you.
Yeah.
So from the back, we get to see her ass. And what does she see?
Kind of pouch thing.
So, I mean, you're not really sitting there all naked.
No. No.
Can't remember.
So. Ooh, that hurt.
No, he was wearing a pouchy thing. And then when they took it off, he was in serious pain.
In serious pain.
What did they tape it?
They did.
Ooh. Ouch.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Still got the scars.
This movie is going to be a hit. You're really happy with this. But I've always wondered, if you're on the set of a movie and you know the thing's not working, at what point do you know?
Well, I think sometimes you know, or like you read the script and you go, well, you kind of hope. Because you never actually totally know. Because sometimes things turn out good that you think. So you just kind of hope. Well, I hope this is one of those things that could suck but won't. But then it just does sometimes. So there's nothing you can do.
How often per day do people come up to you and quote lines from Austin Powers? It just must drive you crazy.
Actually, once I was in England, actually, these little boys are like, hi. And they're like, you were in Austin Powers? And they're like, what was your character's name? And I was like, what? And they're like, was it Shagwell? They're like, Shag. And then they ran away.
I've got the problem now in England. When I walk around, people think I know everything about sex. Because They go, my God, there's the guru. Let's go and ask him how I, you know.
Right.
Now, in the movie, you are, because your heritage is Indian, but you grew up in London.
Yeah, right? my father's from India.
Okay.
And mum's from Ireland.
Okay. So throughout the entire movie, The Guru, you're doing an Indian accent. And then at the screening, after the screening last night, I heard you talking and you said your next movie has an American accent.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you to flip through?
It's just some, I don't know. I mean, it's just something that I like doing.
Let's hear the American accent.
Oh, everyone's asking.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it now.
Oh, I can't.
I was gonna see if we could convince Heather to do an English accent. Will you do the American one?
Why not?
Heather?
Well, all right, but you might give me a hard time. Like, it's not very good, but I try.
I don't think I'm going to give you a hard time.
Very good.
That was great.
you should be an actor. You can do different accents.
You know, kid, you might make it somewhere in this business.
Did you guys have a lot of fun on the set? Sure seems like you get along great, unless, of course, you're acting right now.
No, we did. We had a great
time. He was kind of a diva, though. You know, he was like, oh, is my trailer as big as Heather's and all that?
No,
I'm joking.
The Portaloo, and you had the Star Camper.
No, we had the same trailer.
No, we didn't.
You did?
No, we didn't.
There's a scoop right there. There's a total scoop right there.
Uh-huh. No, we had a good time.
I just kind of automatically assume a woman that's pretty has been pretty and outgoing and confident their whole lives. But your bio says...
I'm not even confident now. No, I'm just kidding.
Join the rest of the dysfunctional crew. It wasn't like that for you growing up. From what I understand, you're like you made yourself an outcast almost.
Well, no, I was kind of nerdy, you know. I mean, I'm sure everyone feels kind of awkward when they go like through puberty and stuff. But yeah, I was nerdy. I should show you some pictures. I had neck gear at one point.
Like teeth?
It wasn't the one that goes up like that. It was the one that goes around your neck like that. Yeah.
Did you wear it to school?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? I did.
I feel your pain. I wore a lampshade for a while.
So, yeah, because I guess I just automatically assume that people that are in movies have always had these great looks and have always been accepted, and it's just been kind of an easy transition. No.
But I think actually the movie business attracts like a lot of oddballs that weren't. Because you're like, I want people to, you know what I mean? Because you didn't get that, so you try to get it. Do you know what I mean?
So you're getting attention. Well, it's a lot like radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
most people.
Because if you already got it, like, why would you try so hard?
Right.
You know, like.
You're always looking for that acceptance kind of thing. It's the same thing with actors and actresses.
I mean, I think we love what we do. What we do is great. But, you know, I don't know. I think if you grow up really happy and you always have everything you want, you don't have the same ambition.
Right.
As if you did. I don't know, that's my theory.
Now, there's got to be people from your high school, though, who paid no attention to you, and then, you know, then it starts to take off, and Austin Powers and Boogie Nights and now The Guru and all the movies are out, and your phone's got to ring or your agent gets a call. Hey, this is Jimmy. I went to high school with Heather. She knows me.
Well, it's funny because, like, when I was graduating high school, I was in License to Drive, this teen movie, right?
Okay.
So all along, people were just kind of like, oh, you know, she's a nerd. And then they were like, wow, maybe I should have asked her out, you know, because it was, like, right at the very end of the prom, so... It was funny.
I forgot about License to Drive.
Was it Corey Feldman? Was it Corey Feldman?
Oh my God.
What was your name in the movie?
Mercedes.
I love that movie!
Both. Was it Corey Feldman and who else was in that?
Corey Haim.
Corey.
That's
right. You know you're on the way up when you do a movie with both those Coreys.
I know.
Yeah.
So I thought I was so cool. Like, we were driving the car with the Coreys. I'm like, I'm with the Coreys. We're like the coolest.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The name of the movie is The Guru. It stars Heather Graham and Jimmy Mystery. And Marissa Tomei's in it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. She does a great job.
Does she?
Yeah. She's cool.
Yeah, she's really good. She has no body fat either. Did you notice that?
No. You should hear the thing she's saying about you right
now. No, in a good way. Like, she's so, like, toned.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's like, she has a scene in laundry. I was like, wow, man. Like, that girl works out. She is new.
Heather Graham and Jimmy Mystery in The Guru. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Get it. The Burt Show. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.